Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Wisdom and insight on some of your excellent questions about God's Word. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith's Ask the Professor edition. It was a room full of intellect, humility, and humor as professors Dr. Mark Muscat and Brad Sickler joined Neil and I to tackle submitted questions from listening friends. Professors Sickler and Muscat explained what people are talking about when they claim they have the true church and painted a picture of what we should be striving for as God's people here on earth.
Yeah, and I think it is, you know, it's not unusual, even in biblical times, for us to have multiple churches within a certain city or something like that. But what I think would be wonderful is if we could be striving more for the kind of unity that Christ prayed for. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the last things on his mind as he prayed in the garden before he was led away to be crucified was the unity of his followers. Mm-hmm. And I have a handbook. You probably have the same book, Mark, the Handbook of the Denominations of the United States or some title like that. Mm-hmm. And it's hundreds of pages thick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not necessarily something bad about having people, worshiping in different styles and promoting different priorities. But I think the one true church, the confessing church, is the way that God sees us as one unified people who have come to him through faith in Christ, repented of our sins and been washed. And you know, there Paul talks about there's one faith and one hope and one baptism. And so the unity, I think, is what has to be considered the priority.
Yeah. But historically, we look at this and it hasn't been the case. And so we can go back 1,000 years and there was a huge split. It's called the Great Schism that took place between what was then called the Eastern Church and the Western Church. And that still remains today. The Eastern Church now is the Eastern Orthodox. So we have Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, and so forth. And the Western Church that we know of that is the Roman Catholic Church back in 1054 when this split took place. But the leaders of both of those sides anathematized each other, and pretty much saying, we condemn you to hell, the other sides. And so that isn't real friendly. That split has been there for 1,000 years now. There's been some talk of bringing those two groups back together, but it's not going very far. They're struggling yet to agree. Most of the time, it's about doctrinal matters. And the schism in 1054 also had the Crusades involved with that and some really bad things that were happening between the East and the West Church. 500 years later, of course, this is with Martin Luther. In fact, we're going to be celebrating the 500th anniversary of this in just 4 years. 1517, with his statement, the 95 Theses, this started what we call the Protestant Reformation, which broke off on the Western side of the church from the Roman Catholic Church. And now from that, we've seen in the last 500 years, like you said, Brad, it's almost like a multiplying living creature of continuing to split and multiply and grow out as far as the different sects and denominations and traditions that are out there.